The task of perfecting our union moves forward. Those guys didn't think I would do it. I told you I was gonna do it. Reverend Al Green was here. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so brand new. Spend my life with you. Let me say things, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come. Be untrue. Oh, baby, let's stay together. Loving you weather. Times are good and bad, happy or sad.
It moves forward because of you. It moves forward because you reaffirmed the spirit that has triumphed over war and depression, the spirit that has lifted this country from the depths of despair to the great heights of hope, the belief that while each of us will pursue our own individual dreams, we are an American family and we rise or fall together as one nation and as one people. We have fought our way back, and we know in our hearts that for the United States of America, the best is yet to come. And I wouldn't be the man I am today without the woman who agreed to marry me 20 years ago. Let me say this publicly, Michelle, I have never loved you more. I have never been prouder to watch the rest of America fall in love with you too, as our nation's first lady. To the young boy who sees a life beyond the nearest street corner. To the furniture worker's child in North Carolina who wants to become a doctor or a scientist, an engineer or an entrepreneur, a diplomat or even a president. That's the future we hope for. That's the vision. vision we share. That's where we need to go. Inspired than ever about the work there is to do and the future that lies ahead. Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual. You elected us to focus on your jobs, not us.
You know I really love you, and I paid for my mistakes. Yes, I did, girl.
It's about what can be done by us together through the hard and frustrating but necessary work of self-government. That's the principle we were founded on. This country has more wealth than any nation, but that's not what makes us rich. We have the most powerful military in history, but that's not what makes us strong. Our university, our culture, are all the envy of the world, but that's not what keeps the world coming to our shores. What makes America exceptional are the bonds that hold together the most diverse nation on earth. The belief that our destiny is shared, that this country only works when we accept certain obligations to one another and the future generations, so that the freedom which so many Americans have fought for and died for comes with responsibilities as well as rights, and among those are love and charity and duty and patriotism. That's what makes America great. That's who we are. That's the country I'm so proud to lead as your president. Despite all the hardship we've been through, despite all the frustrations of Washington, I've never been more hopeful about our future. I have never been more hopeful about America. And I ask you to sustain that hope. It doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic or Asian, or Native American, or young or old, or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try. Tonight, because I've
seen the spirit of work in America. I've seen it in the family business, whose owners would rather cut their own pay than lay off their neighbors. Our economy is recovering. A decade of war is ending. A long campaign is now over. States and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America.